All right. So as long as you folks know that you're going to have to spend about 15 minutes chopping, and I do mean chopping the ice off your car. The Iceman cometh. He is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. How did every little thing go?
Well, what's the someone calling you already?
I have no idea what it is. I don't even recognize the name, so I'm not answering it.
All right. So here's what the deal is. I've gotten about four or five people that have once again messaged me this morning, because it's funny. The more when you're on the air, we have our highest watching thing on Facebook.
You were saying that.
So anyway, so people have said Pat has hit it again. Congratulations, Pat. Your forecast, Pat, was better than anybody else's. Pat, you predicted this before anybody else. You said 2 to 4 inches, lots of ice. We got 2 to 4 inches. No, we got 2 inches to 3 inches. But then, you had to really chop your way to get into your car.
Mm-hmm.
If it was outside and you've got snow on it, it's not just snow. It's real. I would say on top of the snow, there's not a quarter inch, but it's pretty darn close to a quarter inch of ice between the sleet and the rain.
Yeah, and, I'm looking outside here, and I'm in the lower Hudson Valley, and all the trees are just coated with ice. I'd say we have about a tenth of an inch of ice here. All of the forecast worked out pretty decent. I was not in any way, shape, or form unhappy. I think all the amounts worked out fine. The modeling, as I look back on the modeling, was not great.
Yeah.
Not great at all. As you know, the new experimental GFS, and I have the paper here because I keep track of every single solitary thing.
Yeah.
It was off. How far was it off? It gave us, it started the day before yesterday and gave us a tenth of an inch of snow. And then it worked its way up yesterday to 3/10 of an inch of snow. So that was off, way off. Was there any, I'm looking across the board here to see if there was any model that really went berserk. Was there any model that went berserk? I would have to say, if any model went too high, no model went too high. All of them were too low. All of them were too low. So that's not going to be the case with the next storm, which is affecting the Southwest now, snowing in Vegas. They'll get the possibility of thunderstorms with small hail in Los Angeles today. That storm will come out of the Colorado Rockies, and just like every other storm, will head for Wisconsin. It'll bring blizzard conditions to parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota, Michigan over the weekend. For us, again, it'll drag moisture up in the form of rain Saturday night. That could start as a wintry mix, And then we have more rain on Sunday, but it's windy and very mild. We go back into the 50s Sunday, and behind the storm, a lot of wind on Monday, because this is going to be a powerhouse storm. It goes up at St. Lawrence Valley, up into Canada. So a lot of wind on Monday. We'll be in the 40s, but with fair skies. So once again, we escape the wrath of old man winter.
Now, for Sunday weekend in Norfolk, a winter weekend in Norfolk is Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday should be okay, but Sunday it's going to rain?
Oh, yeah. Rain, some of it heavy, a lot of wind, and mild in the 50s.
So when we go back to cold and another chance of winter potpourri?
Probably not till the middle part of next week at the earliest.
And once again, we can probably expect rain, sleet, and snow.
That looks like rain changing to snow. The opposite. Instead of starting as snow going to rain, that looks like rain changing to snow. But, you know, the modeling, again, terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Just terrible. Yeah, the Euro was depicting a pretty big storm for late next week, right as March comes in. I don't know what the Euro is going to do for this afternoon. We'll have to see. The GFS, the old GFS America model, is predicting a storm on Wednesday of next week. And the new GFS is saying nothing but a little rain, change to snow Wednesday, Thursday next week. So they're all over the place again.
I don't know what we're going to do with these computers.
I don't know, Marshall.
You know the old adage, BS in, BS out with computers.
Isn't that the truth?
You know, you feed information into a computer, and it only has to work with what you feed into it.
I totally agree with you. And of course, well, the modeling, you know, if you don't have the right modeling and parameters that are going into the system, it's only, like you said, whatever you put in, you're going to put out. Yeah. The new GFS, this is not, I shouldn't say new GFS, the old GFS new version that just came out a little while ago, I'm looking at it right now,
yeah,
for next weekend is showing the potential of a nor'easter. And that's the first potential of a nor'easter that I have seen this winter, since November, since we have the snow in November. So that would be next Saturday. That's when that model's doing. Just for kicks and giggles here, that's, again, we said that's next Saturday. This storm winds up over Cape Cod by Saturday night with blizzard conditions there, if this model's right. And this is not this week, folks. Next week. Now, let's take a look. What that was, the 234. Let's take a look at the new experimental GFS. What is it doing for next Saturday night?
What is it doing?
Clear and breezy.
There you go.
You see the difference? This is what I'm up against, and I just don't know how this is going to work out. I really don't. All we have to do is hope and pray that the model gets better with time, because there'll be many forecasts going right off the deep end, if you know what I mean.
Well, you did a great job this time, Pat. You nailed it. I mean, once again, you put bang, 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 another nail in Mother Nature's coffin.
Yeah, well, we tried. We tried. You should see the awning outside. I had the awning down outside so that when I let the dog out, she could go under the awning where it's not. The awning looks so low that I'm so nervous. I hope it doesn't break. I'm sure it's coated with ice.
Yeah, here we have it's like I said, it's ice over the snow. It's funny. It started out as a light thing, like a light sleet with us, and it looked like it was going to stay light sleet and go right to freezing rain.
Right.
But then late in the afternoon, it turned to snow. And it came down pretty good for about, I want to say, an hour, hour and a half. And that's where we got our 2 inches of snow. Okay. And then, boom, right to freezing rain. About 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, right to freezing rain. And we're still below freezing this morning. Here at the station, we're at 31. So people should be careful out there.
Oh, yeah. It's what appears to be wet is probably black ice. You realize that?
Yeah. Unless it's treated. It's great. They shoveled my ramp here. Thank you to Kindred. They shoveled my ramp. They haven't plowed the driveway yet, but they're probably waiting for that. But the ramp was done, so my journey up the ramp was safe this morning, and I appreciate it that Kindred came out and did that. I really do.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Huh? Yeah, well, I would have made it up, but it's much nicer if you don't have to struggle and think about falling, because the ramp is about 20 feet in one direction. You take a turn, and about 20 feet in another direction.
Right.
And it's even though it's gentle, it's uphill. But you know what we did this year to the ramp? Okay. Because it's so old, the wood was very, very slippery no matter what you did to it. The town put indoor-outdoor carpeting on that ramp. And covering the whole ramp all the way up, which was great. And everybody laughed. But I'll tell you right now, when they come to clean the ramp off and they shovel it, they don't even have to put salt or sand on it, because the carpet's got grit to it where you don't have to worry about falling, as long as it's shoveled. So you can laugh about the indoor-outdoor carpet, everybody, but it worked.
There you go. You see?
It worked.
Yep. Right. And, of course, I'm getting right down to the nitty-gritty. Here we go. We have 2 days. By the way, I won't be here Monday, so it's a good thing that the weather's not going to be terrible, because you know what's going to happen. This is premiere weekend,
yeah.
So No sleep Friday night. Saturday night, by the time they all leave clean up, that's one thing. And then, remember, there's a slew that stay at the hotel nearby. And then we have to meet them for brunch Sunday afternoon, like around 1 o'clock. So by the time I get back here, it's 4 or 5 o'clock, I am going to be dead.
So who's working, AJ?
AJ's working.
All right.
And like I said, thank goodness, no storms.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good day, and of course we'll speak to you tomorrow.
We'll sum it all up tomorrow, Marshall.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center checking our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.